Hey friend, welcome back to I'ma Back It Up With Scripture. I'm Bray. If you're new here, welcome. And if you're returning, you're in for a good one. Because today we're going to talk about how you got to faith it till you make it because the error is in your effort. I'ma Back It Up With Scripture and then I'ma chat with you. Okay? So first things first, we're going to start off with the definition of faith. Okay? So we're going to jump to Hebrews 11, 1 where it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Okay? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So that means that you have to expect something before you see it. So that's why you're not supposed to look at your current reality. You're not supposed to look at what currently is. You're supposed to know that something is already done and then trust that God is going to help you bring it into fruition. Okay? So that's the definition of faith, right? But when I say the error is in your effort, it's because you're not expecting it to happen, which is why it is not happening. Because you haven't seen it, so you're like, oh, it's not possible. Like, oh, it hasn't happened yet. It's not going to happen. It's the sun's there. Like, your brain is finding excuses to prove why it wouldn't happen, okay? Because our brains, and this is getting into some neuroscience, but our brains are wired to point out what we tell it, okay? Which is why it's important what you consume, from what you see, from what you hear, who you talk to, what you listen to, all of that matters because it's programming your subconscious mind, okay? So when people say they do affirmations before going to bed and waking up in the morning, what you should do if you're trying to switch your reality, because there's something in your bringing up or something that you were taught, something that you just learned, or something that has been repeated is stuck in you telling you that you can't do it. It all boils down to within, okay? God dwells within you and he gives you power, love, and a sound mind. And that's 2 Timothy 1:7. Okay, let me actually read it for you. So 2 Timothy 1:7 states, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." Okay, so you are powerful, but the enemy wants you to have fear, anxiety, depression, all of that, so you don't step into to what God has for you. God puts desires on your heart for a reason, all right? So it's on you to renew your mind, okay? So we're going to back it up with Romans 12:2. This is why it's so important. You can't just say you renew your mind one day and then think it's going to happen. You have to consciously renew your mind on the daily because that's how your subconscious is built. Your subconscious is built from everything you learned from childhood to now, okay? So that is some years, okay? If you're watching this video, obviously you got some years on you. All of your subconscious was built up over years, so you saying an affirmation for one day or you thinking something different for 1 hour is not going to change your future. Does that make sense? You need to actively renew your mind on the daily. You need to actively be your biggest cheerleader because no one is coming to save you but you. Okay, Jesus is saving you, but Jesus is in you. No one else is going to heal you or do anything. Only you will, okay? And it's... this is kind of like a touchy subject because I'm not saying it's not Jesus. It's Jesus working on you, okay? So the credit all belongs to him. All glory to God. I want to make that clear up front. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I do not think it's you doing it or me doing it. It's God working in you to point out the things that you need to work on so that you can do the work to undo it. Does that make sense? Let me jump to Romans 12:2 for you. Just because this is a scripture that I live by. Like, I'm repeating Romans 12:2 to myself anytime I like run into something that is pushing me back. Does that make sense? Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So God is telling us to renew our mind so that we can prove ourselves. Does that make sense? Like, that is just another revelation in itself because you are the one to prove it to the negative voice in your head. Like, the enemy wants you to think that you can't do it, that you can't succeed, but we're going to go back to the errors in your effort, okay? So when you get these negative thoughts, what do? Do you give into them or do you confront them? You know what I mean? Because you don't have the spirit of fear. You have the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. The sound mind is where you need to acknowledge that you have that power to change the thoughts in your head. You don't have to accept the thoughts. You are not your thoughts and you're not your emotions. You can simply feel it and then be like, nah, this is not what I want to consume. And I'm going to give you an example because that happened to me this morning. So you guys are going to find out in my vlog. I don't know what I'm going to post first, whether it's this video or my vlog, but I'm learning trading, right? And I've been keeping this on the low just because I didn't want anyone to wish on my downfall, but when something's meant for you, nothing can stop it, baby. So that was just the enemy creating fear, like, not to share with you guys. But sometimes I like to keep things secret before I actually do it, because I'd be saying I want to start something and then I don't do it. But this I've actually been putting in the work towards. I have a mentor, this and the third, yada yada yada. Anyways, boom, I was trading this morning, right? Took a big L right off the jump. I think I was down like $900, and I was like, yo, that could have messed up my whole day, right? Because to anybody, losing $900 would F you up. I literally felt sick to my stomach. Like, I thought I was going to throw up. I was like, I need something, right? And boom, I dropped my mom off at work. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to In-N-Out. I'm going to get a burger. My stomach's going to feel better, this and the third, right? And if you guys know me and have seen my videos, you know that In-N-Out is my emotional support food. Like, I'm very conscious of it, right? And I haven't had In-N-Out in a fat minute, but that's not the point. The point is that when I was upset over losing $900, I was trying to run an In-N-Out. But what had stopped me was God. You want to know why? Because, boom, I'm driving home, and on the street where I can either turn right to go home or turn left to go to In-N-Out, I was getting into the left turn lane, but I was like, you know what? Let me just check to see if In-N-Out's open. It was 8:30 in the morning. Why would anyone want a burger that early? It's just me, but In-N-Out doesn't open until 10:30, so I couldn't go, right? So I had to get over and go to the right lane and go home, right? That was a block from God, like, girl, you don't need this, go home, right? And in that moment, I thanked God. I was like, thank you for not letting me give in to my own temptation. Like, thank you for actually blocking it off, because if In-N-Out was open, I would have went. Like, that was what I thought was going to solve my problem. And in that moment, too, I actually knew that In-N-Out, like, I was like, I knew this is not what I want to do, because, one, it's early in the morning and I don't need In-N-Out. Two, I know I'm running from my problems. And three, I have a casting on Friday. Like, I can't just be giving in to my big back knees right now. You know what I mean? Like, I have goals, I have desires, I have purpose. You know what I mean? And in that moment, I thank God, because I was like, thank you for not leaving me, because he did not let In-N-Out be open. Anyways, okay, what I'm trying to get to is, boom, I could have let that ruin my day, right? The $900, right? But in that moment, the enemy, and let me just backtrack a little bit. When I had lost that $900, the enemy was like, you shouldn't be trading. This is why you shouldn't do it. Like, you can't even trade. You don't know how to find the right trades. You don't know how to find the strategy, this, that, and the third, right? That's what's going through my head. When In-N-Out was closed, when I thanked God, that's when I decided to renew my mind. I said, you know what? The stock market is still open. I still have time to go look at the market. I still have time to analyze what's going on, and I still have time to trade, because the market doesn't close till 1 p.m. my time, PST, right? And so I switched my mindset. I went home. I made a healthy breakfast. I did avocado toast, 4 eggs, and a little bit of meat that my mom had cooked last night. Boom. Had a healthy breakfast, stomach's not hurting. Then I went to my computer and I'm looking at the trades and I'm like, you know what? Let me just watch and see if I can find any entries or anything like that. I ended up finding one entry that not only got me out the negative, but got me to the positive. And the crazy thing is, when, let's go back, because I didn't even say it, but when I decided to renew my mind, like, oh no, I still have time to trade, I said to myself, I'm going to find a trade that gets me out of the negative and gets me into the positive, like gets me into surplus. Like, that's what I said. So the fact that I came home, found a trade and was patient with it, like I wasn't rushing it. I trusted myself. I trusted that I was going to find it, found it. Boom. I rode the trade all the way through and I got out the negative and I got into the positive. And in that moment, I was thanking God, because I was like, this is real time me renewing my mind and seeing the fruits of my power. You know what I mean? Like, the power that you have given me. Like, nothing is Braylon. It's all God, okay? I hope you guys know that. That's when I say you, me, I, all that stuff. Know what I'm saying, right? But it was just so crazy, because it's just like, when that happens in real time, it's like, I'm like a little kid. Like, I have childlike faith. You need to have childlike faith. That's what it is. You need to ignore what the enemy is telling you. You need to ignore what the 3D reality is telling you. You need to ignore what your current circumstances is, because nothing is too big or too small for God to change. You just have to have faith, okay? So that's why I say the errors in your effort, because you're coming at the effort as if, oh, I'm going to try this, but I don't really think it's going to happen. Like, I'm going to just do this, but I don't care if it doesn't happen. And that's a cop-out. Expect the best. Like, what in your life has told you that you can't do it? Because what makes you different than me? You know what I mean? You're not different than me. What makes you different than the person that you quote-unquote look up to? Because they're a human being. They are the same. They just have a different mindset. You know what I mean? You have to know that your perception is reality. So what you think will come into fruition. It's what you believe. And that's rooted in your subconscious, right? And I'm not trying to get no new age on you guys, like energy, this, that, and the third, but we are energy and God created us in his image. You are a powerful being and you just need to realize that. You need to be your own cheerleader. You need to act as if it's already done. And that's what God tells us to do. That's why he doesn't like lazy. Because, for example, I mentioned that I have a casting, right? Like, eating the burger wasn't a good idea because I have a casting on Friday. If I am a model and this is going to be a little hard to explain, but when it comes to modeling, I'm going to give you some context. When it comes to modeling, you don't know you have a casting or a job until like the week of or like a few days before. Like, it's not planned out in advance. Does that make sense? So it's really like on the fly, which is why my schedule is a little chaotic, but we'll get into that in a second. Right? So modeling is on the fly. If I'm a model, I signed up to be a model, right? Like, I chose this job and I want to be booked. I want to be working with Victoria's Secret. I want to be working with Fenty. I want to be working with whoever. You know what I mean? Why would I not prepare myself for those jobs? Why would I wait until they book me? Because they're not going to book you if you don't come the part. You have to play the role in order to get the part. Does that make sense? So, for example, earlier, the obvious decision to not get a burger was the right decision because I have a casting on Friday. If I eat a burger today, I'm going to be swollen. Like, you can't burn off, like, not to say I'm going to get fat from eating a burger in one day, but you will be swollen. You will be bloated because I don't eat that on the regular, so my body's going to react different. I'm going to be bloated, right? So why would I set myself up for failure? You know what I mean? You need to always set yourself up for success. So if you want to be a model, if you want to book these jobs, you need to act the role. What are you doing in between the time from now until you have the role? Are you working out or are you eating fast food every day? It's the actions in between. You don't have to know how you're going to get booked. You don't know how you're going to get there because I didn't know that. I got the call yesterday saying, oh, Braylon, we have a casting for you for Victoria's Secret Pink. Like, what's your availability? I was like, oh, I'm free. They're like, okay, the casting's in New York. Can you fly out? I said, sure. Like, that's how quick that interaction happened. And it's like, I didn't know I was going to have to fly to New York to do this casting or to get this job. But what I know is that I'm a model and I need to be the part of a model. I need to take care of my temple. I need to make sure I'm feeling confident because it's not about what your body looks like. It matters about how confident you feel. If I would have ate a burger, I would have been bloated and I would have been like, oh, I'm fat. I'm this, that, and the third, knowing dang well I'm not fat. But you want to feel like your most confident self when you're modeling, okay? So that's why I say the right choice earlier was not eating the burger. Does that make sense? So with going back to the first statement of the errors in your effort, are you doing what you would be doing if you got that position? That's a good way to phrase it. Are you really acting as if you can do that? Like, for example, another thing, and you guys are going to see this in my vlog, like, real time, because I filmed it as it was happening, which is, like, thank you, God, for allowing me to be, like, living proof that you are real, because I didn't even know that my flight was booked for Friday or booked for Thursday until earlier when I was getting my nails done. I went to the nail shop because I had the call yesterday. Mind you, I told you, like, these confirmations are, like, very last minute. My agent called me yesterday. It was an idea yesterday. It wasn't, oh, you're booked, you're confirmed for the casting. It wasn't none of that, right? It was, hey, can you come out and do this? I said, yes. That's all I said is I was open to the idea. Yes, right? What do I know that I need to do in order to have a successful casting? I need to make sure my nails are up to date, meaning nude, clean, cut, and they weren't. So what did I do? My first thing that I knew what I needed to do was I needed to go to the nail shop and get a little manicure pedicure so I can be put together, right? And as I went to the nail shop, nothing was confirmed. I had no flights. I had no nothing, right? No call sheet, anything. As I'm in the chair getting my nails done, she's already doing my feet, already started on my nails. I check my inbox. Flight is booked. My agent sent it to me. She's like, here are your flight details. Like, that's how it works. You have to do it before it actually happens. You know what I mean? So faith it till you make it. The errors in your effort. So renew your mind to think about what would you be doing or what do you need to do in order to be that person, like to experience that experience. Does that make sense? So just think about it as like an actor. Like, I know I'm using these modeling references, but when it comes to acting, it's the same thing. Like, the actor, you don't just book the role because you look the part. You generally have to read the lines, act, do a self-tape, and embody the character. Then the director and the casting agents choose you based off of your self-tape, right? They choose the actor based off of their self-tape to see if they were really able to embody what they were presenting. Does that make sense? So you just got to step into it. Like, you just have to step into it. That's all it is. Eliminate the time in between by doing. Does that make sense? So instead of thinking like, oh, I'm going to get there in 5 years, like my 5-year plan, I don't have a 5-year plan. I have a today plan. Okay. So what do you need to do today to get you to where you want to be? For example, the whole, if you want to be an influencer, you know you need to post. So whatever your niche is, do that, record it, and post it every day. And then the followers will come, the community will come, the bookings will come, the brand deals will come. Like, I'm seeing that now. I started posting on social media a year ago, and look at me now. I have a podcast. Did I know I was going to have a podcast? No. I'm active on YouTube. Did I know I was going to be active on YouTube? No. Did I know I was going to be working with brands to post on my social media? No, but that was the goal. That was the goal. So just know the goal and do whatever steps that you have control over. Because at the end of the day, God is going to figure out, do I know what brands I'm going to work with? No. God sends them to me. You know what I mean? Like, they end up in my inbox, or I have an idea and I pitch myself to someone. You know what I mean? But it's never like, oh, I know I'm going to work with this brand. I know I'm this. Like, I don't know the specifics. I just know the general what I want. So get specific. Okay, I know that kind of just undermined what I said, but have a general idea of what you want, and then don't get too fixated on how it's going to happen, because the how is up to God. But then play your role. Do what you need to do in order to do that. Faith it till you make it. Oh my goodness, I'm going to say that till I'm blue in the face, because it's not fake it till you make it. It's faith. F-A-I-T-H. Faith it till you make it, okay? Because that's all Jesus wants you to do. If you are a follower of Christ, if you believe in Jesus, you know that you can do all things through Christ, right? Philippians 4:13. Like, if you know this, where is the doubt coming from? Where is the fear coming from? The enemy, babe. We got to defeat him. We have to tell him he's wrong. And the way to defeat him is to flee from him. In the moment, seek God. Be like, when you're having that fear, call on Jesus. Be like, Jesus, this is not right. Like, I need your help. And my favorite thing to like cast out the enemy, cast out anxiety, cast out fear, is when I'm dealing with parking. Because if you know me, if I can't find parking, I'm not going. And that used to be like a problem in my relationships and in things, because I used to be invited out by friends, but if I couldn't find parking, then I'm not going. And I would really pull up to LA, mind you, I live like an hour away now. I would pull up to LA, not find parking, and go home. I'd be like, oh, that was a cute little drive. Like, that was fun. But that stopped me from experiencing what I was supposed to experience. Like, the enemy won in those moments. You know what I mean? Granted, everything happens for a reason, but you never know what's on the other side of persevering. You know what I mean? Now in those moments when I can't find parking, before I get there, as I'm driving, I'm like, Lord Jesus, let me find parking that is in the front available, or let me find a spot that is walking distance. Like, good. You know what I mean? I'm very specific. And every time I find parking now, like, the Lord is on your side if you seek him. You know what I mean? Like, he can solve a problem before a problem even occurs, because he wants to ease you. God is peace. God is love. You know what I mean? So you just got to look at things differently. Meditate on Romans 12:2. Renewing your mind, transform your mind. Do not conform to the world. Do not conform to your reality. And seek positivity. Like, think about what if, but in the positive instance. Does that make sense? So you're like, oh, what if this happens? What if that doesn't happen? And what if actually this happens? You know, like just switch it. In that moment, it may seem silly, but the more you do this, the more your brain will be scanning for positive outcomes. You know what I mean? Like how I said, the neuroscience thing, it's your subconscious is trying to prove what you quote unquote believe. So if you believe something, your subconscious is going to be pointing that out. For example, if you're trying to buy a new car, if you're trying to buy a Tesla, well, Teslas are on the road everywhere now, but when Teslas weren't a thing and they were brand new, I used to be like, oh my gosh, I want a Tesla. I want this, that, and the third. Like I wanted a Tesla and all I started to see were Teslas. And then lo and behold, now I drive a Tesla. You know what I mean? God is good. Your brain is just scanning to prove what you believe. So believe in Jesus. Believe that all things are possible through him. Believe in positivity and change your mind. Start thinking about the positives. And I kind of just said that with believe positivity, but think about the positive outcomes. Think about it already being done and just do what you know you can do. Control what you can control, but then let go and let God, okay? Because this is a partnership. It is a mutual relationship with God. It's not just like, here, God. Like, what? He doesn't like lazy. He wants you to do what you know how to do and he will fill the gap, okay? The error is in your effort. So just switch your mindset, do what you can do, and watch God do his thing. Okay, if you enjoy this chit chat, make sure you give it a big thumbs up, subscribe for more videos, and leave a comment down below what you want me to cover next. If you want to be up to date on when I'm actually going live, the best way to know is to follow me on Instagram because I will be posting it on my stories. So make sure you follow me on my other social media so you can be up to date with what I'm doing and what live sessions I'm doing, because I know that is something that not only you guys want, but I want. I want to create a community where I can actually speak and talk to you guys because my Discord is very exclusive to those who have bought my guides. So if you have my guide, you can have my Discord and we can be chit-chatting in there. But as far as growing in faith and growing in sisters and brothers, I want to have a community. Like I want to create a safe space. It's not going to be super structured or anything like that because I do not feel qualified. Like I've been hesitant on starting this just because I don't feel qualified. I don't know how to run a Bible study, but we finna figure it out together. Okay. So if you want to know more about that, again, links will be in the description, and I hope you have a blessed day wherever you are. Okay. Mwah.